Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe. Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. Welcome to The Climb. Yes, episode 9 of season 3. On this Arrow Talk podcast, we're going to be discussing The Climb. And, of course, how fitting is the title of this week's episode? We start off with Oliver Queen climbing. Huh, go figure. Obviously, we don't know why. And then it fast forwards to pretty much Ra's al Ghul giving Oliver Queen 48 hours to find the killer. And how cool was it when Felicity's like, you're the killer? Holy shit. And then the whole fiasco with Thea, and then the way Thea was fighting, I thought it was a little comical. And then the way she just fell off the roof, I mean, or the balcony. It's like, what the hell? What's going on? And then how she keeps lying to Oliver. And really a bad liar. Really bad. You can tell. I mean, at least we know, you know. All right, so we're live right now. So if you are listening to us, it's at 914-338-1036. If you watched the episode 9, The Climb, call in. And so we could discuss your thoughts of this week's episode and mid-season finale. All right, on the phones is area code 239. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Matt the Arrow, and oh my God.
One more.
The episode was incredible. I mean, that scene where he attacked Thea and then she fought him, that was awesome. I mean, finally we see him being attacked. And then
I don't know, but it looked like a injured chicken wing or something. I don't know.
I liked it. And then that scene at Verdant when Oliver showed Merlin. That was awesome. And then the big reveal that Thea.
So much stuff.
That was insane that she actually was under mind control and killed Sarah. And then the ending, I mean, what's going to happen?
I mean, come on. We're all over the place here. All right, let's see. Area code 469. Welcome to Arrow Talk Podcast.
Superboy Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Superboy Joe from Krypton.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Not much.
So, your thoughts of last night's episode, The Climb. Did it live up to its mid-season finale or not?
I'm gonna be honest, dude. I only got to watch half of it. I didn't get to finish it because I had a lot of things on my plate. But I watched all the way up until where Oliver Queen starts to confront Thea. Finally, that's what I caught up to.
Yeah,
isn't that awesome?
She's such a bad liar.
Yeah, Malcolm's teaching her to lie.
Yeah. All right, area code 609. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. Who is this?
It's Chris from Candor, everyone. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, Chris from Candor. How's it going, sir?
I am excellent. I'm ready to talk about some Arrow, and that's it.
Wow.
Hey, what were your first thoughts of the episode overall?
You know, I love The Flash. So seeing that this was a mid-season finale, I got my remote ready. I flashed the DVR button. I pressed play, and I fast forwarded until the best part. And my favorite part were when Thea was fighting Oliver, well, you know, the Arrow. And by the way, I don't think she does her own stunts, because every time you see her, I mean, it looks like a guy in a wig. I don't know if you guys noticed
yeah.
that. And
yeah.
then when you found out that Thea killed Sarah, but let me ask you one question. Who was holding that video camera? Because how did they get that footage? Was it off like a rooftop security
I think Merlin.
Camera?
I think Merlin was behind her.
So Merlin was, oh my God, what a morbid selfie. I mean,
yeah,
really.
He was
I mean,
doing like a
on?
Selfie, yeah.
But
he's
I
showing off.
Say,
he goes, that's my daughter. Yeah, kill her.
I know, but I have to say, the fight with Russell Bull was it was quick, but it was nice. And by the way, it seemed like Oliver was fighting fairly, you know, emotional. Like, he wasn't really thinking. It was a really
yeah,
emotional fight.
Like, he wasn't
was,
there his 100%. All
yeah,
right, Bavaria
like
Code 469, welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Is that real, Chris from Kandor?
Oh,
yeah,
the
yeah.
real! Holy hell, that was okay. the real. How's it going, Chris? How's it going, dude? What's up?
I'm doing good.
Great. I haven't seen the episode.
What? Why?
I know. I haven't seen it. I'm going to watch it tonight, so.
And he's
okay. I hope we don't spoil it for you.
And he's a real fan for Chris. Perfect.
Yeah. He's the real. All right. The real.
Wow.
What are you looking forward to? How about that?
I am looking forward. I heard a lot of good things about it. And, the CEO, I cannot wait to see that. And how he ended. I saw the preview. So, I'm just waiting to see how he ended. I cannot wait. I heard it was really good.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. So, let's go around the room. What was your favorite scenes? And tell us why of the climb. I kind of fast-forwarded. I'm sorry. I kind of fast-forwarded on the flashbacks a little. But I really enjoyed the scene where what's his name?
Oliver.
When Malcolm and Oliver, their confrontation. That was kind of cool. How, you know, pretty much Oliver was not taking, you know, crap out of him and almost, you know, tried to kill him. And of course, Merlin gave him the hee-ho about the. What was it, like there was a loophole in the League of Shadows rules or something that he could...
There's a code or something. And
yeah, like a code in the book.
School, Roz in a combat, and Roz is in the mood for his patient.
Yeah.
And then he's planning something. It's like he wanted Oliver to face himself. So, like, now we don't know what Malcolm's going to do. I heard learning theories that they're going to put him in the Lazarus pit. Is that bad?
Yeah. I mean, come on. That's where it's going. That's totally where it's going. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's my scene. Let's go around the room and hear your favorite scene. Let's go to just the general, Chris from Kandor.
All right. Well, thank you so much. First, Jesus, I want to thank you so much for having these podcasts. People, if you love podcasts about comics, especially TV shows, give us a call. For the love of God, we are excellent people. We love talking to people. We want to hear some different voices. Call us, please. Call us. It's easier than making a bologna sandwich.
That's my commercial. I'm going to play that over and over.
There you go.
That's my commercial.
Put the check in the mail, baby.
I'm
going to
cut it.
Anyway,
I'm
going to
cut it up, put the music, and that's my commercial.
There
that's
you go.
Three Men of Steel right there.
Yeah, but, what was the question, by the way? I couldn't.
Wow. Okay, hold on.
Wow.
Are you okay?
Oh, I mean, come on. This is comedy. All right, the question is, what was your favorite scene and why?
My favorite scene is when he kicks that no-good actor off the mountain.
I'm sorry. Okay, ready? Go.
Alright, to be honest with you, my favorite scene was the fight scene. I really liked it. For a minute there, you know, Ra's al Ghul was giving it to the Arrow, and then for a split second, you thought the Arrow was going to come back, but nope. And it was over.
I don't know. To me, it was a little slow. Like, I've seen better fighting on this show.
Yeah, I mean, like, Arrow looked like a chef at Benihana's. That's all I have to say. I mean, like, he was cutting like crazy. I mean, really. He was swinging it around.
It's like, what? It looked like he was fighting slow motion. I'm like, it's all like yelling at the TV. I'm like, why would you get the two heaviest swords then?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. I think we lost him. Generic Chris from Kandor.
Wow.
Yeah, we lost him. Yeah. As the real Chris from Kandor. Cackles. Okay. Let's see. Superboy Joe from Krypton.
So far, from what I've seen, the scene where he confronts Dia, that looked pretty intense.
Yeah. And well, tell us why. Well, why do you think that felt intense?
Well, because it looks like shit's about to go down, dude. He's not playing around anymore. And that's all I got. That's all I saw right there. Right when right when he confronts her, I had to go. I couldn't watch anymore, and that's all I saw. So it looked like he's about to put the smack down, does he? What does he tell her?
Yeah.
What happens?
And then again, how he tells Felicity, I love you.
Yeah. Oliver tells Felicity he loves her again?
Yeah, again.
Oh, dude,
I mean,
nice.
He kissed her last
week. He feels like he's losing her to Ray Palmer. He has to do something.
I know, and he knows he may not come back. That's why he felt he had to tell her again.
He's going to lose out on one beautiful, gorgeous woman, dude.
Oh,
I would not let her go. Absolutely not.
No. All right, Matt Fierro, tell us your favorite scene and why, sir.
I have to say the ending was, I mean, I cried at the very end. I used my emotional oh my god moment, and but still that scene with Ra's al Ghul, it almost made me think a minute like he was like saying things to him in Chinese or something like that. It's super
totally reminded me of Batman Begins.
Yeah. And then he started having flashes of his dad and then of his mom and Thea, and then you see him fall. But I think that guy he knew from the flashback to says my name is Sarah. He's gonna grab Oliver's body and put him in the Lazarus pit. I mean, I can't wait until everyone finds out he's dead. I mean, it's just gonna be crazy when new episodes return.
You know how dangerous that is, though. I mean, like Jason Todd didn't even come back horrible. I mean, are we gonna get a more emotional, more PMSC Arrow when he gets back? I mean, for the love of God, I mean, how worse can this get?
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing. Okay, since we're talking about the Lazarus Pit and you know, people dying and, you know, overusing that, why didn't, since, remember they had her in the freezer? So why would they bury her instead of taking her body to the Lazarus Pit and then have her, you know, come back?
Sarah. You know, that might be a surprise at the end of the season where they probably dug her up. And, you know, at the end of the day...
I mean, is there a time limit?
I don't think there's a time limit. I think at the end of the season, the actual season, it'll probably be Oliver versus Sarah where he has to eventually put her down for good. Yeah, I think Sarah's going to come back at the end of the season, and then Arrow's going to have to put her down because she's going a little rabid, you know? Because the Lazarus Pit doesn't bring people back to things.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I almost thought Blade was going to come and
save his ass, or like that teasing when you saw the climbing, I thought that was Bruce Wayne for a minute. And I go, oh my God, Batman's going to show up. But nope, it was Oliver at the teasing when he was making the climb.
Which,
yeah.
I mean, Jesus, right, where do you think he ended up? I mean, he got kicked down the mountain. Who would possibly at that moment pick him up? Like, who's going to be there? Felicity ain't going to go there. She's too busy suits. And then, what's his name? Diggle's worried about the baby and the mama. I mean, who's going to be there to pick the pieces?
Yeah, well, we don't know.
No, well, we don't know.
We don't know.
Well, shit. What a cliffhanger. Literally.
Maybe he falls right into the pit. Like, he just stumbles right into it. So no one has to pick him up.
People are saying that Tommy's coming back. That they're going to put, if we see the...
Oh, maybe Tommy might help him.
Yeah.
And put him in the pit. That
most
would
likely,
be crazy if Tommy picked him up and put him in the pit.
How did Tommy get back there? What, are you getting a Lazarus pit too? Is it a whole big pool party?
I mean, is it like a jacuzzi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's been talking about that, like with AMC, with the Bear Arrow after show. John Campia was geeking out saying, Tommy's coming back. Let's all have a pool party in the Lazarus pit.
There you go.
You
all right. Did I miss anyone? Anyone from the favorite scene?
No.
No. All
hey,
right.
Dude,
so the real Chris from Kandor, tell us your thoughts. Do you think Oliver will die?
No.
No. I mean, of course not. I think so. And I do.
What
think
if he dies?
Time limit. I do think that the time limit on the rather. I mean, like, I think if you. You're supposed to be in the pool right when you die. I don't think a week or two, it matters, you know? That's
it can't be
I
like
think,
a month
you know?
or a year later?
No.
Yes, it can.
I don't think
yes, it can.
It can?
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, I didn't know that. I thought it was, it might be a time limit. Well,
wow.
Well, I don't think Oliver's dead, you know? I mean, if he's dead, then who's going to continue the show, you know, right? I don't think so.
Maybe Roy.
There's no way, dude. They'll kill off their main character. That's just not gonna happen.
See you later, Oliver.
Oh, who said that?
This isn't Game of Thrones.
The generic discounted Chris from Kandor.
No, sorry, the new and improved Chris from Kandor, baby.
Oh, wow. To do is improve.
Hey, by the way, I gotta tell you, my iPhone 6 is working really, really well. Who else? I got an iPhone 6 around here.
I have.
All right. Well, what are you getting? Perks
oh
on product endorsement.
Chris, you should get one, dude.
Yeah, I got one.
He got one.
He doesn't have one.
He got your 6 right here.
Whoa!
Hey now.
All right, I got it.
Okay, let's go back. What about Felicity now that she's helping Ray Palmer exosuit? Come on, how cool is that? And how awesome was the bogus photo on the internet that was resembling to a video game? I forgot the game's name. Do you guys remember?
Fallout.
What they were comparing
Fallout 3.
It. Fallout. Yeah. So. How great that was a bogus thing. All the fanboys was you know, pretty much commenting on how DC is copying other games and like literally deliberately, but it was a big hoax. And well, why do you think fans want to just hoax and taint the show like that?
I think it's because Chris wants an 8-inch penis.
What?
There you go.
Anyway, but
okay.
When I saw that picture, I was like, nah, this can't be it. I'm like, this doesn't even look like the Atom. It looks like it's got a brain up top. But you know, I was hopeful that they would change it. I hopefully it wasn't true, but thank God it wasn't true.
Yeah, it's not true, and it looks great. I mean, I can't wait for him to wear it. And how funny, guys, come on, I think we all could agree. How funny was it when Felicity says, "Why does this keep happening to me?"
Yeah.
That was funny.
Brandon Brown.
Really great. All right. I don't know if we're all guys here, but we could talk about our emotion. We touched it on a little bit, but since there's been a few more that have joined us, let's talk about the love scene between Oliver and Felicity when he says his goodbye and tells her again how he loves her. And it's so cool. I mean, you could totally tell how sincere it is. I mean, he's great. I mean, I buy it. I'm like, all right, he's totally head over heels, you know. He tries to be this macho man, and then he turns it on. He's like, "I love you." Let's go around the room, guys. Did you buy it, or did they? Did the writers just crowbar it in? All right, the real Chris from Candor. I know you haven't seen it, but I just described it. What do you think?
Well, I think it's nothing great. I mean, he's owning up to what he feels for her, and that I think is. That's going to stop Felicity from going on with Palmer. So I guess that's good that he did that.
Well, he's in very good hands if she does accept his offer as being the superhero to defend Starling City. As we found out a few more of his secrets, including the death of his fiance or... Whoa, that was loud. Or, yeah, the death of her fiance, and also him just trying to, you know, help the city. He's not a bad guy. He's a really good guy. And it's great how they introduced him as a douche at first, how he kind of bought the company under Oliver Queen. But... I mean, he's growing on us, and I would hope he would get a spinoff too, just like how we talked about Flash Talk, Firestorm getting his own series. I think it would be great for the Atom to get his own series, and Brandon Routh, he's doing a really great job. I mean, let's go around the room. Do you guys, is he growing on you guys, or are you guys still just waiting back to see how it all turns out, or are you totally disregarding him from the get-go? Let's go to you, Arrow Matt.
Yeah, he's starting to grow on me because I almost started to think that he started to act like Clark Kent a bit, almost, even though he's a businessman and he will become the Atom. But, yeah, Ray Palmer is actually a cool guy.
I agree. All right, let's go to you, Chris from Candor, the generic one.
Yeah, I like him.
Oh, gee, who's driving?
I don't know. Who is it?
The real Chris, are you driving?
No, not right now.
No. Who's driving?
I have no clue. So,
I hope they didn't crash, like honking.
Yeah.
And then
maybe
it went
you
silent.
Hear the TV in the background.
Okay,
like,
yeah, turn it down.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's
I like
driving?
I like Grey Palmer. I don't mind him. I mean... You know, Brandon Routh is the ex-Superman. I like him. And when it comes to Felicity, it seems like he's in her life now versus Arrow, when Arrow has too much stuff going on. So I think that you're going to see a lot more, you know, a lot more Felicity and Ray Palmer, you know, happening. Because, you know, Oliver is dead, but when he comes back, he's, you know, he doesn't have any time for her, really, you know.
Yeah.
Even though he professed his love for her, what is that going to do? Ray Palmer is
there
now.
All right, let's go to you, Superboy Joe from Krypton.
Well, I haven't gotten that far. Oh, wait a minute. You're asking if he can grow on me? Brandon Routh?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to grow on me, dude. I've always liked him as an actor. I think he's great on the show. I think he's going to make a great Atom. I can't wait to see more of him. He's awesome, dude. He's a freaking... He's a great A star in my eyes, dude. I love him.
And Joe, if you don't mind, can you describe really quick the origin that you know of the Atom and his abilities? Like, what could he do in the comic book?
I know he can shrink to like the size of an atom. He can do stuff like that. I don't really follow the Atom though, dude. He wasn't really one of my favorites.
You know, I don't really know all of his backstory. I'm not a DC encyclopedia.
Okay. Does anyone know from the comic book?
No, I don't. No, not off the top of my head. But I think what I will do is next time we have this podcast, I will keep my DC encyclopedia close at hand. This way, if you do have a question,
yeah,
I
gotta get one. I have like not the big one that just came out.
You can get it at Barnes & Noble, dude, for $20.
I have like older one. I have an older one. It's not with the new 52.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm at the newer ones at Barnes & Noble for $20 right now. They're pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on Wikipedia. It says right here he has the ability to shrink and grow his body and other objects to varying degrees, including the subatomic level, while manipulating his weight to his advantage. And he has a PhD in physics. So, you know, from the cartoons, he's really used to, like, there's a cartoon where he's used to shrink to an atomic level where he can get inside the computer and goof it up. So he is a benefit to the Justice League, you know what I mean, as a hero. So he is a benefit.
Yeah.
He's not really a core.
Like Ant-Man, right?
Yeah, he is like Ant-Man. He's not really a core member of the League, though. He's just...
No, he's definitely not the core.
Especially when you're taking a shower, you can get into the hard-to-reach spaces.
Hey, here we go. All right, the real Chris from Candor. Your thoughts on Ray Palmer so far?
I do like him. I think he's a great actor. I did like him in the movie, Superman Returns.
The movie?
The Superman Returns. So, I definitely like him. I do think I want them to keep him in that show, you know? I do want him to keep him in there. So
in the show.
Yeah. Well, I think he's a really great addition. He play out the funny and witty, and so I think that's cool. It kind of, makes the show a little bit better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people are going to say, how long is this going to happen between him and Felicity? Do you think they're going to be the new couple? What would be the new couple name? If you could make, do a mashup of their names, what would it be? Let's go to you, Superboy Joe from Krypton. What would be the mashup name for you?
Felicity. For Oliver and Felicity, it'd be Oliver.
No. Felicity and Ray Palmer.
I don't know. I don't know. Relicity? Raylicity, I guess? I don't know.
All right. That might be a trending topic. All right. Let's see. The real Chris from Candor. What would be the mashup name for?
I was thinking Ray City. I don't know. Ray City?
Ray City?
Yeah.
Ray City?
Something like that. Right.
Right City Chick. Right City Chick.
All right, let's go do our shout outs. Chris from Candor, go ahead.
Which one?
No, the real one.
Cause he...
All right, Superboy Joe from Krypton.
I'd like to give a shout out to you, Jesus, Matt,
thank
Chris,
you,
the other Chris. Super awesome podcast. Check us out, I guess, next month on Booster Gold Cola. That's my shout out.
All right, cool. Talk to you later.